All right, Wrestling with Theology Hands, this is Pastor Doug Minton, and we are standing in the confessional corner looking at the second article of the Creed as we find it in the Large Catechism. So we are looking at page 401 in the Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, the Reader Edition, Article 2, starting at paragraph 25. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Simply put, as the second article of the Creed, this is the center and core of everything we believe as Christians. So what does Luther say about it? We pick up in paragraph 26. Here we learn to know the second person of the Godhead. We see what we have from God over and above the temporal goods mentioned before. We see how he has completely poured himself forth, Matthew 26:28, and withheld nothing from us, 2 Corinthians 8:9. Now, this article is very rich and broad, but in order to explain it briefly also and in a childlike way, we must take up one phrase and sum up the entire article. As we have said, we may learn from this article how much we have been redeemed. We shall base this on these words, in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, if you are asked, what do you believe in the second article about Jesus Christ? Answer briefly. I believe that Jesus Christ, God's true Son, has become my Lord. But what does it mean to become a Lord? It is this. He has redeemed me from sin, from the devil, from death, and from all evil. For before I did not have a Lord or King, but was captive under the devil's power, condemned to death, stuck in sin and blindness. See Ephesians 2, 1-3. For when we had been created by God the Father and received from him all kinds of good, the devil came and led us into disobedience, sin, death, and all evil. Genesis 3. So we fell under God's wrath and displeasure and were doomed to eternal damnation, just as we had merited and deserved. There was no counsel, help, or comfort until this only and eternal Son of God, in his immeasurable goodness, had compassion upon our misery and wretchedness. He came from heaven to help us. John 1:9. So those tyrants and jailers are all expelled now. In their place has come Jesus Christ, Lord of life, righteousness, every blessing, and salvation. He has delivered us poor, lost people from hell's jaws, has won us, has made us free, Romans 8, 1-2, and has brought us again into the Father's favor and grace. He has taken us as his own property under his shelter and protection, Psalm 61, 3-4, so that he may govern us by his righteousness, wisdom, power, life, and blessedness. So, however, what does it mean that Jesus has become our Lord? He has rescued us from everything evil in this entire creation. He has rescued us from ourselves. He has rescued us from the devil. He has rescued us from the perils of the world around us. That is what we learn in the second article. That is what we say when we say, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He continues on in paragraph 31. Let this be the sum of this article. The little word Lord means simply the same as Redeemer. It means the one who has brought us from Satan to God, from death to life, from sin to righteousness, and who preserves us in the same. But all the points that follow in this article serve no other purpose than to explain and express this redemption. They explain how and by whom it was accomplished. They explain how much it cost him and what he spent and risked so that he might win us and bring us under his dominion. It explains that he became man, John 1:14, was conceived and born without sin, Hebrews 4:15, from the Holy Spirit and from the Virgin Mary, Luke 1:35, so that he might overcome sin. Further, it explains that he suffered, died, and was buried so that he might make satisfaction for me and pay what I owe, 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Not with silver or gold, but with his own precious blood, 1 Peter 1:18-19. And he did all this in order to become my Lord. He did none of these things for himself, nor did he have any need for redemption. After that, he rose again from the dead, swallowed up and devoured death, 1 Corinthians 15:54, and finally ascended into heaven and assumed the government at the Father's right hand, 1 Peter 3:22. He did these things so that the devil and all powers must be subject to him and lie at his feet, Hebrews 10:12-13, until finally at the last day he will completely divide and separate us from the wicked world, the devil, death, sin, and such, Matthew 25:31-46, 13:24-30, and 47-50. For Luther, the word Lord means Redeemer. The one who has brought us from Satan to God, from death to life, from sin to righteousness, and the one who preserves us. Everything else in the Creed, and we'll go back through it again in a moment, everything in the Creed after confessing that he is our Lord is just what he did to become our Lord. So he finishes up this article really quickly in the Large Catechism. To explain all these individual points does not belong to brief sermons for children. That belongs to fuller sermons that extend throughout the entire year, especially at those times that are appointed for the purpose of treating each article at length, for Christ's birth, sufferings, resurrection, ascension, and so on. Yes, the entire gospel that we preach is based on this point, that we properly understand this article as that upon which our salvation and our happiness rest. It is so rich and complete that we can never learn it fully. We could talk for hours and hours on each of the different points. And Luther says for these sermons that he created the Large Catechism from, that is not the point. Each one of those can be brought out because each one of those has a special moment in the history of the church through the cycle of the church year that we take it up. So I want to look at the second article again from the Small Catechism to close out this week. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Each one of these things has its own time during the church year that we can focus on this and spend our time on this so that we are not spending hours trying to get through the whole thing in one sitting. But as he says in the Small Catechism, almost as long as the Large Catechism is when talking about this. What does this mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. He did this not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, so that I might be his own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. And for you, dear Christian, this is most certainly true, and this is most certainly necessary for you to believe, to follow after Christ. Because this is the Christ who redeemed you. This is the Christ who became your Lord and Savior. This is the Christ that strengthens you to wrestle with the theologies around you. Amen.